You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
Last week, Burt, when you weren't here, I did an intervention, staged an intervention. Melissa and Wendy had a problem with that Words with Friends game on their iPhones.
Like, so, little, I mean, you call it a problem. We call it just old-fashioned fun.
What was your intervention? That they were just playing it too much? You're the one telling them that they weren't focused enough
right.
like, during meetings and stuff like that because they were on their phone.
Right.
That was your intervention?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So, and how did that go, you guys? You over it?
Oh, completely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, sure. I'm
over
not playing that
okay,
at
see?
All.
So after that positive experience, I've decided that I'm going to do a lot of interventions.
We're eventually going to have an intervention for your intervention.
Right. Are you just going to try to hit somebody until they actually listen to you and change what they do?
I thought you said yours worked.
Play nods. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
okay.
Of course it does.
So
email me for my Words with Friends password.
The intervention I'd like to do today is for Joanna.
Joanna! Producer Joanna is very excited today because Uruguay is playing, and that's where her parents are from.
Yes.
Uruguay.
I feel like I need to pat you on the back.
And they play, Mexico, right?
Yes, we're playing Mexico.
See, I said Mexico because I'm afraid of how long you're going to let that word go out. There, I want to be Latin boy.
And so the reason I want to stage an intervention, first of all, Joanna, you understand that this room here is a room of love.
It's a room of comfort, yes.
It's yes.
A nest. It's a nest of comfort.
I always feel comfortable when I come in here. Always.
It's a womb, and the temperature, I guess, is about the same.
Yes, so, it's moist like a womb in here.
So I'm going to state my case, and I think other people, especially those who have long-term relationship experience are going to jump on board. Know that we are doing this out of a place of concern.
Okay. This is a full-on intervention here.
I think your marriage is going to fail.
Oh, damn, dude.
Why?
Whoa, that's strong. Like when are you supposed to get married?
And next year.
Now, Joanna's only engaged right now. They're not even getting married until next year, next May.
According to Jeff, I might have to call it off. Let's hear this.
And it's because of you.
Okay.
All right. So it's no big deal.
Of course. Welcome to the nest of comfort.
So none of my marriages will last because of me.
Right.
It's not
until
because
you will
not.
You will not have.
Right. He thinks it's you.
Yeah. You will not have a successful future as a human unless you listen to me right now.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So, and here's what you have to understand about men. Men have egos. And these
nobody
egos,
is more of an expert on that topic than Jeff, by the way.
That's true. And he's credible on this one.
And egos need to be held and cradled and nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And built up.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm on board. I'm on board so far.
So when you send out tweets that say things like, trying to weigh the truck at a truck stop, Jason just asked me what an axle is. Isn't it sad I know and he doesn't? That's a blow to his ego.
But it is sad that I know what an axle is.
There's a lot of sad things about men, Joanna. It's a woman's job to keep them to herself. There's no reason for you to write things like, Jason is not a good gift giver. He wanted to give fudge to his friends who just had a baby. Fudge is never a good gift.
It's not.
That's fine. But Jason wants to do it, which means he is
what
wonderful
are you saying, dude?
For thinking
kiss a
of it.
Dude's ass your
right.
entire marriage, and that's the only way it's going to work?
Jason's truck got stuck in the sand. I was no help because I was laughing at him.
It was hilarious.
However, a nice guy came over and helped us out.
Yes. How do you own a truck and it gets stuck in the sand? What's the point of having a truck if you can't ride on sand, mud, things like that?
Last night, I told Jason I need a pedicure. He said, why, baby? Did you find a lump?
Well, I'm trying to help him.
Oh, no.
I'm saying.
Oh, honey.
Joanna.
Bless his heart.
From a place
Does
of love.
Did he think that was a mammogram?
Yes.
Pedicure was a mammogram. Yes.
Oh, how do you blame her in that case?
I think I may have lost.
Are you marrying a dumb blonde?
I am his better half. I'm trying to make him better.
Don't acknowledge that. That's you have to make him think he is a hero. You need to comfort him into understanding that there's a difference.
He is a hero. You do realize that's just some of the things I call him out on. There are lots of things I call him out on.
What are other things that you call him out on?
Well, just that he's not a very good planner about things. Like, we moved, and we had to move his stuff and my stuff, and he gets the smallest moving truck.
Oh, no, you called him out on that. Moving day wasn't so bad, besides the fact Jason rented the smallest possible truck to match the smallest possible storage unit. You did call him out on that.
Right.
Oh, do you say this to him?
I'm just trying to make him better.
She's keeping him honest, man.
You're a guy.
Yeah.
Go on. What else do you rip on him for?
Dude, don't. I mean, Joanna, don't answer that.
Because I'm not in your camp on this. I'm totally not in your camp on this.
Yes, you are. You're trying to get her to say more crap.
No, I'm really not.
No. I'm just trying to tell you that Jason is not common sense smart. He's book smart. I mean, the guy went to West Point. You know, you can't be dumb to go to West Point. But common sense, he
the
just
the guy can kill you with his fingernail.
He would, and he loves me. But I'm just saying,
not for much longer. I'm just saying.
So your point is that if you're going to have a healthy relationship, then a woman should stroke a guy's ego all the time and basically lie to their face.
You say it with a straight face, Jeff.
Look
us in the eye and say it.
I have. Here's my theory. I will acknowledge that some guys have been known to do dumb things. All right?
Am I looking at that some guy?
Some guys have made mistakes.
He's talking about the history of time. He's only saying
right.
a
Over
couple
the,
guys have done some stupid
things. In the history of time, men have done dumb things. Men have fragile egos that need to be protected.
Oh,
so when they do something dumb, like maybe get their truck stuck in the sand or try to save their family money by getting a small truck in a small storage area, rather than go to your Twitter account that is fed to thebertshow.com and viewed by dozens, you don't. Rather than advertise that fact, maybe you should, you know, say something like, gosh, honey, how did all that sand get under your truck?
You'll be bored out of your mind.
I would.
You're going to be bored out of your mind.
You know, I think that that's one of the great things about our relationship is that we can laugh at each other and our stupidity and the things that we do. Because trust me, there are things that I do. I mean, as shocking as that is, I do dumb things too.
It's not really shocking.
Name one.
I'm not surprised.
Well,
it's shocking. Yeah. It's just shocking that she's going to name it.
Yeah, I would like to hear you name one.
Yes,
because
I want to hear one too.
I don't believe that you believe that.
I can't think of one right now.
I will say, though, I only agree with Jeff in a slight way, like in a sliver of a way, because I don't like it when couples put each other down. And it does sound like you're not just like pointing out these things as like, oh, this is funny, but it does have a twinge of you putting him down.
You know, I did bring that up to him once. I asked him, I said, does it bother you when I say these things? And he goes, no, honey, he's like, you're my better half. You're making me better.
See, so he's subscribing to your theory, Jeff. Okay. Joanna is not.
Yeah, and it's all fun and games because right now he lives 300 miles away from you.
Not anymore.
No.
Yeah, now they're together.
Pretty soon you'll be able to put him down face to face every day.
I know, just wait till he moves up there to Atlanta.
Hey, Ashira, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. I love the Burt Show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say to Jen Hobby, Jeff is completely right.
Joanna.
I have to agree with him on this one.
Yeah, Jen.
It's going to get a little bit worse if you continue to do it. Like you said, you all now live together. It's going to be really hard, especially when you get married. I think you should back up just a little bit. Give him a little breathing room. Like he said, a guy's ego is pretty much everything to him.
We're talking to producer Joanna.
Yeah, not Jen.
Not Jen.
Jen learned that lesson. Good morning, Shauna. You're on the Burt Show.
Lessons.
Hi, guys. I wanted to kind of give Joanna some advice my mother gave me, which is that you never, ever disrespect or ridicule your husband in public.
Oh, yeah.
He's not my husband yet, so I can ridicule him all I want.
It sounds so 1950s-ish,
yes.
though. Shauna, like, don't put your man down in public. Let him do what he wants.
You wouldn't want to
do what he wants. I mean, she can have arguments or you can have fun at home, but it's one thing for you to have that kind of relationship at home. It's another thing to do that out in public. They don't know that she's joking. People who may see him in business or whatever could think that she's just running all over him and treating him like dirt. It makes him look weak.
And he likes it, so that's all that matters.
He's a sucker for abuse.
Yes.
This might be a really great analogy right here. I'm trying to get Ashley on. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, you guys.
Hey,
love you.
Hey. Thank you.
Joanna, a guy's ego is like a woman's weight. He doesn't want to hear about it all the time, and he definitely doesn't want it posted on a social network.
That might be a good analogy, like a good piece of advice right there. A guy's ego, talking about a guy's ego, is like a woman's weight.
Interesting. That is a good analogy.
I'll take all this into consideration, and then, you know,
then decide later not to do anything.
Right.
This is The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.